How's it going, listeners? This is Chris GST, a web admin for pwponderings.com. We are here again. We have a very special guest with us, Michael Ewing. He is the founder of Destination One Wrestling. They have an iPay-per-view coming up. Of course, this is sponsored by highspots.com. It's going to be one of their very special iPay-per-views that they're starting out with this year. It's coming up February 2nd. That is Saturday. The doors are going to open at 7 p.m. Bell time is at 8. Is at the Charleston Civic Center. All the information for it will be found in the information for this podcast, but it takes place in Charleston, Indiana. So, Michael, we appreciate the time that you are spending with us. How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing well, man. I can't complain at all, and I appreciate you guys having me on. It's an absolute honor.
No problem. We definitely want to put out the word. We're trying to spread the word, of course, about indie wrestling, especially when you do have an iPay-per-view coming up. But Michael, not a lot of people maybe perhaps have heard of Destination One Wrestling, D1 Wrestling as it is on Twitter. Why don't you let our listeners know a little bit about the company, how it founded or how you founded it, and where it's led?
Absolutely. I've been a wrestling fan all my life. I mean, as long as I can remember. I grew up in Louisville, Kentucky, and I was born and bred on Memphis Wrestling, USWA. Later, I was involved a little bit, not officially, but I did some work for Ian Rotten's IWA Mid-South. I did hotline stuff and website work and all of that. But, you know, wrestling has been very good to me as a fan, and it was something that I felt there's really not a lot of quality independent wrestling in the area, and it was something I wanted to do to give back just to something that has given me so much enjoyment over the years as a fan. We ran our first show in 2010. May 22nd, it was a long 6 months. I started planning that show in December, and I can't tell you how many times the card changed. And it was fun, though. Every minute that I had, it was devoted to D1W. Sometimes even time at work was devoted to D1W. But it was definitely worth it in the end. So.
Seems like it. I mean, hey, almost, 3 years, you're still running, and that's always awesome to hear, I mean, because you've got a lot of things that happen in indie wrestling, so, that's good. It's pretty awesome.
It was, not to correct you, but it's a little over 2 years, only because we took a year off.
There you go.
it is what it is at this point, man. It was one of those things we were talking off air, but it's hard to run a show when I live 3 states away. I live about 9 hours away. And I'm one of those people that has to be very hands-on. I like doing everything myself. And it is not possible when you're that far away.
Well, you're still doing it, though. It's still good.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes.
We do have the distinction, just a small fact here, we do have the distinction of being Kevin Thorne's only no-show ever in wrestling.
I'm not too sure if that's a good thing or a bad thing, but hey, it is it is what it is.
Absolutely. That's exactly what I was going to say. He got injured. He actually had a double shot. He worked earlier that day and got hurt and couldn't make our show. But like you said, it is what it is.
Yeah, that happens. But at least it was for a legitimate reason. You know, that happens. That's
absolutely.
Maybe he'll be on future shows. But why don't we get into this?
Possibly.
Before we run down the card, a lot of people, so High Spots, they are getting into this iPay-per-view kind of ring. There are a lot of other providers out there. How did you guys decide to use High Spots, and what even made you want to go into the iPay-per-view realm?
It's funny. It's one of those things that actually just kind of fell into our lap, to be honest. We've actually partnered with High Spots in the past with their $5 wrestling. A lot of people don't know that. We've actually run 4 shows. This will be the 4th show coming up of $5 wrestling in Charlestown, Indiana. The last iPay-per-view was done using our ring in our building. So that's how the relationship started. And that was all done through a man named Pondo. He does a lot of work for us. And he was the one that brokered the deal. And it just kind of fell into our lap because of that relationship.
That's generally how a lot of things work.
Yeah. And as far as the actual internet pay-per-view, man, it blows my mind, that something, I don't want to say I created, because there's a lot of people that help along the way, but just to be able to be seen worldwide, it's just mind-blowing to me.
Well, we're glad that we're able to, I guess, chronicle this this first one.
And, for sure.
Glad to have you on. So let's go down this card.
It seems
kind of, obviously you guys are bringing in some of the, and shall we say, more well-known talents, you know, because I don't want to behoove any of the talents on your show, because of course to the public that you're presenting this card to, a lot of them probably are well-known. I mean, we have the main event, the D1W heavyweight title, Hood Ninja Hyzaya, hopefully I'm pronouncing that correctly. He's defending against Super Simon Says. Next up, the Playmaker Mitch Johnson with the Rick versus Necro Butcher. Jake Crist versus the Bronze God Lennox Norris. Anti-hero Daniel Quinn and Matt Atreya versus Kyle Maverick and Sebastian Eros. Madman Pondo, who you obviously alluded to, he's going up against the $5 wrestling heavyweight champion Freight Train. Diablo versus Dave Crist. Crazy Mary Dobson versus Kimber Lee, The Imperfection, Cryptic Keegan versus Evan McLeod, and then the Infinity Pro Duos Championship matches with Nate Stone and Jonathan Crane. They're going to defend against Donnie Tsunami and Brett Havoc. And as you, I guess, gave me the note, I'm making their D1W debut will be the Callahan Death Machine, Sammy Callahan, and Guar's Odorous Urungus. Of course, Guar being a pretty well-known heavy metal band. And then they go a little bit beyond heavy metal, but that's probably the best family-friendly way I can say that. All this information will obviously be in the information for this podcast. So I don't want to go match to match just because, you know, perhaps not all the names are, as I said, as well-known to some of our listeners.
Absolutely.
But they definitely can be known. Checking this out, highspots.com/ippv.html. But overall, give us some of the history. Let's go to the heavyweight title match first. Hood Ninja against Super Simon Says. What is the history behind this?
This actually stems from our last event. There was a four-way match that Hyzaya won the heavyweight title, actually for the second time. And after the match, Simon Says came into the ring to congratulate him. And I'm not for sure what happened, man. There was an altercation. Hyzaya laid him out with a table, and he really has unspoken about it. He said all of his actions were going to be in the ring. So that's really all I can tell you.
But this is a regular match. There's no gimmick, nothing attached to it.
Well, there may be some tables involved that hasn't been decided by the management yet. So
Isaiah's
been clamoring for tables. So we'll see.
Well, there you go, folks. Okay. I mean, you definitely want to check it out for that. Tables always, you know, they just add that element of danger to any match.
For sure. For sure.
All right, so why don't we get into some of these names that might be better known? The Necro Butcher, Jake Crist, and Dave Crist. Now, obviously, as a booker, and we, you know, we've had many other bookers and founders on a lot of our podcasts, it is always, shall we say, important to decide which talents are going to, you know, be their opponents. But also, when you have guys with these type of name values come in, obviously your talent probably clamored, hey, this is my shot. I need to beat this guy. So when we go to the first one, the Playmaker, Mitch Johnson, why, you know, I know nothing of him, but just, I guess, the nickname the Playmaker, why would he want to go up against a man as crazy and dangerous as the Necro Butcher?
Mitch Johnson is actually undefeated in D1W, and he wants to take on the best. He wants to take on everybody that he can, and he actually specifically mentioned the Necro Butcher. Necro has worked for us before, and he wants to test his might against somebody as crazy as a Necro Butcher.
Hey, I mean, good for him, man. That's not necessarily someone that I would want to tangle with. Not my thing.
No, not at all. You know, when the man walks to the ring barefoot, you know, that's one thing, man. I can't tell you how crazy Necro is. Everybody knows that.
Exactly. That takes a very special type of person. All right. So as we noted before, Sammy Callahan will be making his debut on this show. I guess I'm assuming no announced opponent yet. I also want to throw in there for any wrestlers that are listening to this, there will be a seminar early in the day at 4 p.m. Registration is still open, and it will cost only $25. So check that out.
Callahan,
what made, I guess, you know, you and the rest of the management at D1W, what was the idea of bringing Sammy Callahan onto the show?
why not, man? Sami Callihan is the best independent wrestler in the world. I'm telling you, with El Generico just getting signed, you guys broke that, right? So I love El Generico, and I think with El Generico heading, you know, to WWE, that Sami Callihan is one of the best in the world. And he became available. He moved from the East Coast. He's now living back in the Midwest. And it was one of those things that we couldn't pass up. There is no opponent announced. He just said he's going to come in and wreak some havoc. So we'll see what he does.
Sounds good. And I did not mention this before, but the iPay-per-view is going to be priced at $9.95. So obviously
yes.
$10 or under $10, very cheap. You know, so hey. You get a surprise on the show. You get to see Sami Callihan faces, and that's always a good match. As you stated, you know, Sami Callihan really one of the best on the scene right now.
And that's the thing, too, man. And not to overplug or whatever, but you have, you know, Irish Airborne and Sami Callihan and Necro Butcher for $10. You know, you really can't beat that.
And hey, the second to last match I really want to have some information on Madman Pondo. He's a guy that I followed for quite a while. You know, I think his exploits are known as much, if not more, than the Necro Butcher sometimes. He's going up against the $5 wrestling heavyweight champion Freight Train, who has his own, shall we say, fame in of itself.
Yes.
But yeah, Madman Pondo, he's always a fun guy to watch. Is he just going to brutalize Freight Train? What is the idea behind this?
You know what, man? Pondo is so hated in Charlestown. It's ridiculous. People hate him. Just absolutely just want to see that man dead. And it's funny, man, because I watch a ton of DVD, and he goes everywhere, and the people love him, but he's not liked at all in our town.
That is kind of surprising to hear. So how did that come about? Why is he hated?
I think the biggest thing was quite a while ago, within the first year of our running at Charlestown, he was a happy, friendly type of guy, and he got into an altercation with Mickey Knuckles, and they feuded for a while, and he just, I guess his true attitude came out, man. You know, it's, people in that area have been with having this fascination with Pondo for a long time, you know, stemming from his days, you know, across the bridge in Louisville, and I think people want to like him, but he just comes off as an asshole, just to be honest, you know, so I don't know.
Nothing else needs to be said if he just comes off that way, you know?
Yeah, for sure, and he actually requested the match with Freight Train. That was another thing we obliged. You know, Freight Train is his big internet sensation, and I just think Pondo wanted to see what he can get out of him.
Yeah, I guess so. Now, they're both singles matches, as you mentioned, the Irish Airborne. So we have Dave Crist taking on Diablo and Jake Crist going up against the Bronze God, Lennox Norris. What can you tell our listeners about their two opponents? Obviously, these two guys, they are well-known around the indie scene. They are just really tearing it up in every promotion that they come to. I'm assuming they have worked for you before. So how did this come about? Tell us a little bit about Lennox Norris and then a little bit about Diablo.
Absolutely. Lennox Norris is actually a veteran of pro wrestling. He's been around quite a while. He's had several different names. He wrestled in Ohio in the Columbus area as Albie Dam. Kind of funny name, but it just cracks me up every time I hear it. But yeah, he's been around a while, and if some people don't know him, that he's actually done work for Ohio Valley Wrestling. And he decided to come to work for us. And he's a hell of a hand, you know. He's got an attitude as well. He's one of those guys that think, you know, like the narcissist type person. You know, he thinks he's definitely, you know, the hit of D1W. Diablo is a very young kid. He's only been wrestling for a couple of years. And the best way I can describe him is he's just balls to the wall, you know, lightweight type of action, cruiserweight. And I think Dave Crist can work, you know, he can work any style, man. And he's known for doing a lot of those flips and things like that. So definitely going to gel well together, I think.
Well, something on the card for everyone.
Absolutely.
Yeah, no, and it's good. It's nice that you're giving a, you know, a young guy, you're giving him a shot because you never know, you know, where that could lead for him. I mean, there are matches within one's career where you get a shot at someone who, you know, has a little bit more of a name than you, and if you beat them, well, then your name is kind of put on that radar also. So that's awesome.
Absolutely.
I guess my only other question is Infinity Pro. So their Duos Championship, I'm assuming, you know, it's a tag team championship.
Yes.
How did that come about? Do you work with them often? How is that relationship?
The relationship is basically just one of those things where our promoter, Rick Brady, went to one of their shows and just liked what he saw. And we wanted to do a little bit of talent exchange, but Infinity Pro is actually not running at the moment, so they graciously allowed us to use their tag team titles on our show. So, actually, I just found out earlier today that Donnie Tsunami is actually, he got injured last night and will not be able to make it, so that match is up in the air. I'm not exactly for sure what's going to happen.
All right, well, I'll definitely put that in the notes. That's unfortunate, of course. It's always good to hear about
somebody
being injured.
I literally just found out 10 minutes before we started recording.
Well,
so,
there you go. Well, I'm glad, you know, hey, definitely appreciate that. Mike, you know, I really appreciate the time that you're giving us, but just for the
absolutely.
Listeners a little bit, one last time, let them know, anyone who may even be familiar with your product or not, let them know why they should order this. Of course, highspots.com/IPPV. It's $9.95, guys. Destination One Wrestling. If you haven't checked them out, you know, why not? You know, it sounds like a good show. A lot of talents are going to be on it. And, of course, the information for the actual event and the venue will be in the information for this podcast. So, Michael, take it away.
Absolutely, man. The pay-per-view, we've got so much planned. There's like 12 matches. And I know it's there's a lot that's going to be there. But our crew consists of just young, hungry guys that don't get a lot of spotlight. I mean, the Midwest has long been, you know, one of those barren, dry areas, you could say, you know, for pro wrestling. Because a lot of times, you know, the East Coast gets a lot of the press, and the guys in the Midwest, they just don't get a lot of that. So we're definitely excited to show everything that we have. You know, you have stuff from the hardcore guys like Man Man Pondo to the high-flying to just technical. You're going to have a little bit of everything. The pay-per-view is $9.95. I mean, you can't go wrong.
Well, Michael, we definitely appreciate that. Of course, I'm going to plug some of your social media here. Facebook.com/D1WPro, YouTube.com/D1WPro, and Twitter.com/D1W. Michael, we definitely appreciate the time. Is there any way that the fans, if they wanted to get a hold of you, that you want to put out there?
Sure. I'm on Twitter as well. It's MEwing77. It's MEwing77. I'd love to talk wrestling with everybody. So whether you're a fan of D1W or not, if you just want to come on and talk about whatever, I'd love to meet you.
Sounds good, man. I know you and I have talked quite a bit since our first correspondence.
Yeah.
So definitely appreciate that. So listeners, as always, thanks for listening. Definitely appreciate it. If you want to contact me, twitter.com/CGSTong. That's CGSTONG. And of course, thanks for submitting pwponderings.com.